things I will ask. The first thing is to do with whether or not, it may be completely none of my business. I'd be thinking about the relationship of the material account of house, which I don't, which of course is the data, the last two bars. I've also been thinking about kind of sort of piano technique of the late 19th century, and whether or not there'd be something to be gained, and this is going to sound strange, from the dada, bada being even more percussive. Whether actually, if we had more of a difference between this and more of the kind of, I had a vision.
I'm very open to going without pedal, I like.
Yeah, it. So it's a bit more kind of that
thing. Like strings, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And less, almost a little bit less, not too gilded. Because I'm thinking about how do we gild this?
It's kind of that way, because I used to try and push it towards that, and I just, you know what happens, you forget, and it gets a bit more comfortable.
And then there's the second, sorry, because I have all these ideas. The second question, which is, within Boris Atwood, because he's one of the composers who uses dolce and also sometimes, as I can see, espressivo, almost as dynamic markings.
Oh, yes. Now, one of the things he keeps doing, and later reprints, he keeps again and again and again, he obsessively scores out dolce and replaces it with piano.
In relationship, meaning less or more?
I'm just meaning that he wants to be more specific.
Right.
He feels that dolce. He also marks pianissimo up to piano a lot, but he gets rid of. Except occasionally he leaves it, but he obsessively gets rid of dolce and changes it to piano, as if he's saying that's not clear enough. People get that wrong. Just mark it piano.
Right.
But actually, dolce is saying something more than piano.
Yeah, that's
and I wish he would leave it alone.
I'm wondering what we're feeling.
I put some of them back.
Yeah, when because I know very much what I would think if it was, say, Brahms at this time with dolce. But for you, for Brahms, for me, it's when he wants something a bit more outfocused.
No.
There's no dynamic, but it's dolce. Yes.
Well, with Fourier, I think it's a gentle suite, but it is gentle. It is, I think it is a sort of equivalent dynamic to piano, occasionally pianissimo, and you can see he uses them almost equivalently, but it's telling you something more as well.
What? Is it more? I'm wondering whether it's more interior.
I think it's slightly quiet, but with a certain intensity.
Yeah, that's.
Then your Brahms one there, that's you. He marks that one dolce at the top.
Yeah.
Now it was printed dolce in the middle and he got rid of it. But I think he got rid of it because it had been printed in the wrong place if he put it at the top.
The question in my mind is always going to be how much we've lost these very precise vocal commands, and whether or not what are the things. The other thing she's been hiding back there is how much a chanson in lead in the 19th century tends not to have dynamics written to the vocal bars.
Yes.
So that's really useful. Okay, can we try it with those two things in mind? That's really helpful. Thank you.
And I changed this in the edition there. No pedal.
Yeah.
Then pedal. And then pedal and takes through to the bar.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's his. It's not in the manuscript. It appeared in the first edition. And then when you get to here, you're suddenly realizing this pedal is hooey. You can't do it. It goes through harmonic changes.
Yeah, it's exactly.
So I just revamped it in the new edition. And I took it there off, so that would match that, and I just made sure that every one of these was dry.
Yeah.
And I thought, if people want to pedal it, they can, but I don't think you meant it.
One thing I was thinking, are the arpeggiation signs his?
Yes.
They are. Because I've been wondering about whether that's even more do you. Like more even
I'm
more.
I'm trying to do that, yes. Here's what I changed it to. And I thought
yeah,
that's
it.
But it's exactly. And of course, that one has to change there.
But I'm thinking in terms of varying gradients. If my part's very this, and yours is doing this a lot, you know.